All right, and back to conditional use number 1874.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1874 for Ed Heilman Drywall Incorporated for a storage facility based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons, them being, although advertised as a storage facility, the use proposed by the applicant is for his drywall business. With the conditions and limitations placed upon it, the conditional use will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or nearby roadways. The use will be contained within an existing building on site, which was recently constructed for the applicant's personal use. The building is similar in size to agricultural type buildings that exist throughout the county. No parties appeared in opposition to the application. The proposed use is consistent with the Sussex County Land Use Plan and is in an area identified by the town of Selbyville for potential annexation. This recommendation is, however, subject to the following conditions, and them being, as stated by the applicant, the use shall be limited to the applicant's drywall business under this conditional use. The applicant may still store his personal vehicles and belongings in the building, since that is permitted under the AR1 zoning of the property. The hours of operation shall be limited to Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. One unlighted sign, not to exceed 32 square feet per side, shall be permitted. As stated by the applicant, the dumpster area shall be enclosed so that the dumpster and any other trash receptacles are screened from view of neighboring properties or roadways. The temporary sanitary septic facility shall be located to the rear of the existing structure and shall be screened from view of neighboring properties, roadways. The parking spaces, as required by Sussex County Code, shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. Areas for outside storage of materials shall be shown on the final site plan. There shall only be two small trailers and one tractor trailer body on the site at any one time. There shall be no unregistered vehicles or trailers or vehicles or trailers with expired license plates stored on the premises. The final site plan shall reference the approval by the Sussex Conservation District. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1874, Ed Heilman Drywall Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Chairman, I'll be abstaining for that. I was not.
Okay, carried 4-0 with Mr. Burton abstaining because he was not present at the public hearing.